Hello.
Hello, my name is Andrea, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Who's calling?
Andrea, calling with a third-party customer support. I'm returning a call.
Okay. I have a question about a charge. I don't know what it is. It may be legitimate, but I don't know what it is on my statement. It's from Magical Smart Electronics.
All right, can
Which,
I get that zip code from you to see what that charge is for?
what's that?
Can I get that zip code from you to see what that charge is for?
The zip code, my zip code?
Yes, sir.
84121.
Those 84821.
84121.
And can I get the name that'll be on that account?
Niederhauser. Niederhauser.
Could you spell that first name again for me? I'm sorry.
The name, Niederhauser. The first name is Kelly, Kelly.
And the last name is Hauser.
The last name is Niederhauser.
All right, so not getting a name under Kelly Needlehauser. Give me one second. Right. Can I get you to verify the address for security purposes for me?
6480 South Canyon Ranch Road, Holiday, Utah, 84121.
All right. Give me one second while these transactions are loading.
Pardon me?
Give me one second while these transactions are loading.
Okay, thanks.
All right. And what were you calling about today again, sir?
I don't know what that charge is for.
Which charge? The 6732?
Uh-huh.
That's for that tactical bag that was ordered in.
It's for what?
The tactical bag that was ordered in July.
Well, it's a recurring charge.
Yes, sir. Every month. If
And
you did
what is it
not
for?
cancel that tactical bag that was ordered on the 24th of July,
Technical what?
a tactical bag.
A tactical bag.
Yes.
And why does it keep repeating?
It states in the terms and conditions, a small fine print, if you did not cancel that account with them within a certain amount of days that they had listed on their website, that you would be enrolled in their monthly membership if you did not cancel that account.
And how do I go about canceling it?
I can cancel it for you right here.
If you would, I would appreciate it.
All right, give me 1 second.
It must have been very fine print.
The terms and conditions?
Yes.
Yes, sir. But it's in their terms and conditions because I pulled them up and it comes up on my page every call I get.
Yeah, I believe it.
All right, give me just 1 second to get all this canceled for you. All right, so I have that account canceled for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, let me get a pen real quick.
All right.
Okay.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. 262-439-815.
C262-439-815?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.